Hi. Welcome to the fifth and last part of software testing interview questions and answers that will upgrade your technical skills. This podcast can be a useful guide for your tech career. So, let's get started. Question 81. What is a test environment? Answer. A test environment is a controlled and separate system or setup where software applications, systems, or components are tested before being deployed to a production environment. It provides a controlled and isolated space where software development teams can verify the functionality, performance, reliability, and compatibility of their applications. Question 82. What is test harness? Answer. A test harness, also known as a test framework, is a software tool or set of libraries that provides a structured environment for automated testing of software components or systems. It offers a collection of utilities, guidelines, and libraries that assist in the creation and execution of tests. Question 83. List out some test deliverables. Answer. Below are some test deliverables. Test strategy, test plan. User guide. Test scenarios. Test data. Test cases. Defect report. Graphs and metrics. Test incident report. Release note. Effort estimation report. Test execution report. Test closure report. Test status report. Test summary report. Question 84. What does a defect report include? Answer. The most common components of a defect report are as follows. Defect ID. Severity. Priority. Project name. Module name. Defect detected on. Defect resolved on. Defect detected by. Defect resolved by. Question 85. What are the different categories of debugging? Answer. Debugging is often categorized as backtracking, program slicing, CUS elimination, fault tree analysis, brute force debugging. Question 86. Explain what is Big Bang approach. Answer. The term Big Bang approach is often used in the context of software development or system implementation. It refers to a project management strategy where a new system or software is implemented across an organization all at once, rather than gradually or in phases. Question 87. What is gamma testing? Answer. Gamma testing or gamma trial is a phase of software testing that occurs after the completion of beta testing and just before the software is officially released. It is a type of acceptance testing conducted to evaluate the software's stability, reliability, and overall readiness for a wider audience or the market. Question 88. What is globalization testing? Answer. Globalization testing, also known as internationalization testing, is a process of evaluating software or applications to ensure their compatibility, functionality, and usability across different languages, cultures, and regions. It focuses on verifying that the software can effectively support various locales and adapt to local requirements without any issues. Question 89. What is exploratory testing? Answer. Exploratory testing is a software testing approach that emphasizes simultaneous learning, test design, and execution. It is often used in situations where the requirements and specifications of a software application are unclear or evolving, or when traditional scripted testing may not be suitable. Question 90. What is soak testing? Answer. Soak testing or longevity testing is a type of software testing that focuses on evaluating the performance and stability of a system under sustained or continuous load. It aims to identify potential issues that may arise when a system is subjected to prolonged usage or heavy loads. Question 91. What is scalability testing? Answer. Scalability testing is a type of performance testing that focuses on evaluating a system's ability to handle increasing workloads and growing user demands. It helps determine how well a software application or system can scale up or scale out to support higher levels of usage, processing loads, and user concurrency. Question 92. What is reliability testing? Answer. Reliability testing is a type of software testing that focuses on assessing the reliability and stability of a system or software application. Its primary objective is to determine the system's ability to perform consistently and accurately over an extended period, under various conditions. Question 93. What is A/B testing? Answer. A/B testing, also known as split testing, is a statistical method used to compare two versions of a web page, application, or marketing campaign to determine which one performs better in terms of a specific goal or metric. The goal could be increasing click-through rates, conversion rates, user engagement, or any other key performance indicator, KPI. Question 94. What is exhaustive testing? Answer. Exhaustive testing or brute force testing is a software testing approach in which all possible combinations of inputs and states are tested to ensure the correctness and robustness of a system. The objective of exhaustive testing is to examine every possible input and its corresponding behavior, aiming to uncover any defects or vulnerabilities. Question 95. What is a bug priority? Answer. Bug priority is a term used in software development to determine the relative importance or urgency of resolving a reported bug or issue. It helps developers and stakeholders prioritize their efforts and allocate resources effectively to address the most critical problems first. Question 96. What is mask defect? Answer. A mask defect refers to an existing defect that hasn't caused a failure yet because another defect has prevented that part of the code from being executed. Question 97. What is a standalone application? Answer. A standalone application or standalone software refers to a computer program that can run independently on a computer system without requiring additional software or dependencies. It is designed to perform specific tasks or provide particular functionality without the need for an internet connection or reliance on other applications. Question 98. Explain a bug lifecycle? Answer. A bug lifecycle, also known as a defect lifecycle, is a systematic process that outlines the different stages through which a software bug or defect progresses, from its identification to its resolution. It provides a framework for managing and tracking bugs in software development and testing. Question 99. What is a hotfix? Answer. A hotfix refers to a small, targeted software update or patch that is released to address a specific issue or bug in a software application or system. It is a quick and immediate solution designed to fix a critical problem without requiring the user to wait for a larger software update or release. Question 100. What is a bug bounty program? Answer. A bug bounty program is a coordinated effort by organizations to encourage and reward individuals or groups who discover and report security vulnerabilities or bugs in their software, websites, or digital systems. It is a way for companies to leverage the collective expertise and knowledge of the wider security community to identify and address potential security weaknesses. Thank you for listening to our podcast.